This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful day here in southern Maine. Blue sky, going to be temperatures in the high 70s, maybe some low 80s. A good day for the beach. Remember, only 2 weeks and the kids will be back to school, so spend your time now wisely and enjoy them before they're back to their school routine. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, Paul. First up this hour, we have Ken. He's from Kittery, and he has a question about trimming dead branches.
Okay. Ken, good morning. What kind of branches are you considering cutting down today?
Good morning, Paul. I was just wondering, here in southern Maine, if there's any particular time of year when dead limbs and branches should be trimmed from trees and shrubs, or does it not matter when you do that?
Yeah. If the branches are dead, as soon as you notice them, take them out. Because a dead branch on a tree can do a couple of things. It could be an entry point for an insect to get into the plant. It's a lot easier than trying to get into a nice, healthy, strong-growing stem or branch. And then if that branch had diseases, then you definitely want to get it out of there so it doesn't spread to other branches on that plant. Now, are you talking more trees or more shrubs?
I've got one tree. I think it's supposed to be a black walnut, although it's never had any walnuts on it. It's probably at least 30 years old, and an old shrub that I don't even know what species it is, but it's got a lot of dead stuff on it.
Yeah. Anything that's dead, it doesn't matter when. It's just
okay.
The sooner you can get it out, then that branch will no longer feel a threat, and it will be able to push out a new bud, and that new bud will produce a brand new branch to replace the one that has passed.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And, you know, when you're done cleaning them all up, maybe a little bit of fertilizer will help to stimulate some additional growth. We still have another 2 weeks in August, all of September and October. So it's very likely that if you could feed them and give them some additional water, the southern Maine is very dry, as you well know. So if you can feed it and give it some moisture, it's going to make the plant hardier going into the winter months.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye now, Ken. We appreciate the phone call. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, Paul, we have Bob from Massachusetts, and he has a question about his gypsy moths.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Where are your gypsy moths? Every place or just in certain areas?
Yeah, so the gypsy moths are gone. It's just the egg cases, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about them. First off, what's the best way to get rid of these egg cases? Can I pressure wash? I've got them up, I can reach some of them and scrape them down, but, some of them are way up in the tree. And it's just real bad in my neighborhood, and I've got trees that have thinned out. I've got a couple maple trees that were pretty decimated. So I'm wondering, you know, how can I bring those back? Is there anything I should be using?
Okay. If you've got a pressure washer and you can blow them off with the pressure of the water, I would get as many as you can. The reason is if you can get them onto the ground and there's ants around, the ants will pick up the eggs and use it as a food source. So that would be one way that Mother Nature would work with you to solve that problem. The eggs that are way up in the tree is really nothing that you can do. It would be too costly, and doing it at this time of the year when the tree's in full foliage is not going to be effective. What I would suggest that you do, 20 years ago or so, I was living in Massachusetts, and we had an infestation of gypsy moth 4 or 5 years in a row, and we had to take our picnic table off our patio and put it in the middle of the yard because you'd be eating there and the droppings would come down on you. And what we did, we got 5 neighbors together, including myself, and we had the tree sprayed. And when you get a group together like that, it's a lot cheaper. Now, the other thing that you can do, some of these power equipment rental services, they rent a tank sprayer. And if you've got a pickup truck with a ball hitch on it, you could rent their tank sprayer. It will probably hold a couple hundred gallons. We'll have a hose that will get up to be 40, 50 feet in the air. And what you would do is you'd rent it for the day. You go down to your garden center and you buy either the Captain Jack made by Bonide, which is organic, or Garden 8, which is a man-made product to take care of chewing insects. And you just, when you're renting it, you want to borrow a respirator and some goggle-type glasses. And we did this when I lived in Marshfield. And I did 3 houses on my side of the road and 2 across from me. We chipped in together to rent the sprayer. I didn't have a truck, so one neighbor picked it up with the truck. We filled it with water. I got the products from the nursery where I work in Scituate, and we sprayed the trees as high as we could get. And I'll tell you, Bob, the following morning, my neighbor, 2 houses down, was walking in the street to go to school. He's a teacher. And I yelled at him, and he said, "Boy, that stuff works good. You should see the sidewalk. I can't even walk on it." And I bet you we wiped out a couple hundred thousand of these caterpillars on these 5 lots. The ground was black with them. And it ended up costing us, I think, like $25 or $30 for 5 of us chipping in.
Wow.
So, I mean, I would give that a try. As of today, there is no systemic insecticide that will take care of caterpillars. They have systemic that will take care of leaf-eating insects and borers, but there's nothing that will take care of caterpillar-type insects and Bayer, for one. They are working on it at this time. They've been working on it for a few years, and they will eventually get it, but there's nothing right now, so...
So what can I do on the trees, the existing trees that are really thinned out? I mean, what would you recommend for fertilizing? I've got oaks and maples, but also I have flowering, like a flowering crab apple that had no flowers this year. So I want to ensure that I'm going to have flowers for next spring.
Okay. Then you want to get an organic fertilizer, and you can either use Milorganite, you can use Plant Tone from Espoma, the people that make Holly Tone. They have one for leaf-type trees, not evergreen, called Plant Tone. And you just follow the recommendations. You're using like a pound per inch diameter of your tree. And all you do is you take a crowbar, you make some holes in the ground, and you have to deposit that in enough holes to feed the tree. And if you can do it now, feeding it with the Plant Tone, Dr. Earth also has a good tree fertilizer, and you can get it in the ground. You make a hole about 6 inches deep, and you put like a half a handful in it, but it will tell you how many pounds you need for a 6-inch diameter tree or an 8-inch diameter tree and so forth. And you start at the drip line, the edges of your branches, make a series of holes, come in 2 or 3 feet, make another bunch of holes in a circle, and if you need to make a third one, do that. But you just make a hole, half a handful. So what you do is, do you have your kids or your wife help you? You make the holes, they drop in the food, and you go all the way around, water it in, and they'll come right back for you.
Thank you.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised
fast, we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Well, I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Next, it looks like we have Sherry from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her GLADS.
Okay. Sherry, good morning. How can we help you with your GLADS? What's happening?
Good morning, Paul. I have several beds of GLADS that I grow because that's my mother's favorite flower.
Sure.
And unfortunately, this year, I've developed little tiny green bugs on them that they're down into the stem part where the flower joins the plant, and they're
right.
Also all over the flowers. And they're little tiny green bugs that hop.
Okay. What I want you to do is to get a product called All Season Oil. Now, All Season Oil is organic. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a product that you want to spray, and it comes with a built-in sprayer. So you just attach it to your hose, turn on the water, and then click the lever that will mix the product as it comes out with the water. And you want to spray them. Now, do it early in the morning, 7 o'clock, 7:30, and that way it could get into the cracks and crevices where your blossoms are coming out.
Okay.
If you do it when it's sunny, like at noon, you're going to spot the foliage.
Okay.
And the thing that's nice about this is you can spray it today and then tomorrow pick the flowers and sell them or give them away. A lot of products that you use, you'd have to wait 4 or 5 days so that when you grab them, you're not holding something that's toxic in
mm-hmm.
your hand. And that way you can pick. So if you can spray it like 7 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
by evening time, you can pick them and give them away to friends and family. Or the following morning, you can cut them and you can put them out for sale.
Great. And what is it that's on them? What type of, is it a bug or?
Yeah, it sounds like it's either a spider mite or it's a leaf hopper. And both of those will be killed with the all-season oil. So, you know, just hit the foliage really, really good. And then you want to spray the flowers, just lower the amount of pressure so you don't knock them over. And then in the fall, what I want you to do, Sherry, is this. After the frost turns the foliage all brown and you're going to pull them out of the ground, you're going to remove the bottom and keep the top, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before you put them into storage for the winter, you can purchase a bulb dust. And all the garden centers will have it. And it's a powder that you would put in a brown paper bag. You put in your bulbs. You shake them. And that will cover it. And that way, if there's any insects that are on the bulb, they won't continue to multiply while they're in storage. And if you can't find bulb dust, then get a rose and flower dust. And you do the same thing. You put some in a big brown supermarket bag. You put some bulbs in there. You shake it really well. And then you just pick them up and you can store them in a box. Or what I use is either a pair of pantyhose. And just drop them into the lakes and I hang them from the rafters. Or you can use those like onion sacks. You know, that have a wide opening. The thing you want to do is you want to make sure that the bulb can breathe while it's in storage. You never put them in a plastic bag. You can keep them, you can keep them in a brown bag, but just leave it open so the air can get in there. But definitely put either bulb dust or rose and flower dust, get them all coated. And if there's any bugs that want to spend a winter on them, they won't survive.
Okay. And my last question is, a few of them have gotten brown around the base of the stems and fallen over and died. Is that from the same bug or is that something different?
It could be, but in the fall, pull it up. In fact, if you can look at it now, pull it up, look at the bulb, and as long as the bulb on the top that you saved is firm, it's colorful, it's got some color to the bulb, then it should be okay. But
it should be okay.
Buying Fair Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, it looks like we have Sue from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her bird feeders.
Okay. Sue, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. It's so great to have you as a resource.
Thank you.
The bird seed. Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Paul?
Yes,
okay,
I'm right
good.
Here.
The bird seed, I have feeders situated right on the edge of a bed that I had put in, ornamental bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, because of my association, I live in an association, the feeders can't be moved away. They have to stay either in the bed or on the edge of the bed.
Okay.
So I have a lot of seeds sprouting constantly, so I'm always weeding that area. And I wanted to know, can I use the preen or the cornmeal gluten in there and mix it into the soil? Will it still work, or does the gluten have to be on the surface of the soil?
Normally the corn gluten is a granular product. You put it on the surface of the soil, you water it in, and the liquid, the rain or the water, will take the it's like making coffee. It will take
right.
the juices from it, work it into the soil, and kill the seeds that are there.
Okay.
So you can do that.
So would it be all right if I mixed it in a little bit? Because I've got
birds, sure.
You know.
Yeah, if you can.
Turkeys are coming.
Yeah. I mean, if you can work it into the soil with like a cultivator about a half an inch deep, just so it's not on the surface, and then water it in, you should be in great shape.
Okay, that sounds good. Great. Yippee. Okay, this is a multi-question day for you with everybody
following.
That's okay.
Falling. It is.
What
it's
happens
okay.
when you're so smart? I have a horse in a paddock, and the paddock is able to at least maintain some grass, although she clips it right down.
Right.
But the soil itself is really more like sand. So lately I've been throwing, been making sure I've been casting the manure and putting shavings down in there, but that doesn't stop it from being sandy. Do you have a recommendation for any particular type of grass that would be more apt to be okay in that type of a soil. And I wouldn't put the seed down until, like, you know, late fall. But I'm wondering if you have in your mind what might work best.
You know, when I was growing up, we had a feed and grain store in Scituate, where I lived. And my dad and I would go in there often to get fertilizer, and we would buy crushed oyster shell, because we would go fishing during the winter for smelt, and we would drop it in the water, and it would kind of sink slowly, and it would attract the fish. So we would get it there. But one week we were there, and a man came in, the same question as you, and they had a special blend that they recommended to put inside the area where you keep the horse. And I remember him saying that you probably would have to keep him out of there for 2, 3, 4 weeks until the grass seed had a chance to really germinate and get growing. Because if you put it down and the horse is walking on it, he's going to keep compacting the ground and pushing the seed in the ground too deep.
Okay.
And once it's established, then the roots are there and you can let the horse back in. Is there someplace else that you can keep the horse for a short period of time?
Yeah, I've got a couple of options. I could either, cordon off parts of the paddock and, you know, rotate, or I have a friend actually who might be able to ship her out for 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, I do have options for that. And I know you mentioned there's a type of grass that gets a root that's very, very deep. And I was wondering if that might be some kind of a solution, or if that would be too expensive or wasteful to put into a paddock.
Yeah. I would go to a feed and grain store, and I would talk with them, because that's something that they deal with every single day. And I think the idea of, if you cut your yard for the horse in half and you seeded one half now and let it grow until spring, and then in the spring you let your horse on the area where the grass is, and the section that you didn't seed it in April and keep it growing until June, and then you can open up the whole yard for the horse.
Yeah. All right. I'll give that a whirl, and I will go to my local seed store about that. And I have just two other things that I wanted to comment on. One was that, Patrick, while you were gone enjoying Mount Rushmore and driving around, Patrick was on the show, and I called him, and I have a very weird spot in my garden where I've got a bird feeder. And once again, I can't move the feeder out of the garden. It's got to be in the footprint of the bed. So it's very, very wet, and I tried Trolleus, and it's full sun, and the Trolleus, even though Trolleus can take full sun, did not like the bird bath water all over it, and it died. So we were sort of brainstorming about what kind of a plant would go the very best there, and I had sort of thought maybe a perennial lobelia, and he said, let's come back after the break, and he also suggested the lobelia. So I went and purchased a black truffle cardinal flower from a local nursery, and it is doing so well. And I was hoping you might be able to tell Patrick, because I think he might remember that particular thing, because he liked the question. But it is growing beautifully by the bird feeder, and Patrick was right. The lobelia was a great suggestion.
I'll be talking to Patrick tonight, and I'll relay the message for you.
Great, thank you. I think he might remember. And the other thing is just that I wanted to thank you for being available to us out here, because even I consider myself fairly knowledgeable and have worked in many nurseries and have been designing garden beds and all kinds of stuff for decades. And it's always great to have somebody to call up who's more knowledgeable than I am and has tremendous education, and it's a, you're a wonderful resource to call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, the whole thing is you've got to stay up with what's new, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, my wife and I will be in Chicago. We are going to a trade show called IGC, which is Independent Garden Center, and there'll be 600 manufacturers there. And
wow.
that particular show this year has 125 brand new companies to this industry. And we go, we spend the 3 days, we're there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, all 3 days, talking with these new companies to see if it's something that would be good for you. The other thing we do is if we think, we tell them we want a sample of your product so we can test it. And then during the winter, we take it to Florida to my son Matthew's house, and we test it on his property. And so that way, by the time spring gets here, we communicate on a regular basis, and we'll say, Matthew, how did the product work? And he said, boy, Dad, it really worked good, or it didn't. Mm-hmm. If it didn't work, then we don't promote it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. I've switched from Aspoma to Dr. Earth, and I'm using the Dr. Earth products now, and I was having trouble finding them, and then Home Depot sort of stepped up their supply a little bit better, and now I'm able to get either online or in the garden center itself. I can go and pick up their products, and I've used Root Start and the whole nine yards, and their product seems to be great, and I like the texture of it and how easy it is to use. So that's been really nice.
Yeah, Dr. Earth is a real good company, and they're putting together all kinds of new products every single year, and they were one of the originals. We had the owner of Dr. Earth on the radio last year, and he started the company in his driveway. He would buy him the products, mix it on the asphalt, bag it, and take it to the local farmer's market and sell the product there. And then his dad said, okay, this stuff is really going. Let's put some money into it. They rented a building. They started making it and selling it to garden centers all over California. And now it's gone national, and next year it's going to be all over Canada. So it's a very, very fast-growing product. And in Canada, no man-made chemicals are allowed. So that's why a company like Dr. Earth is going to do so good. And with the products they've got coming out next spring, it's going to double the line with natural products.
Excellent. I'm so glad about that. And I heard about it on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, thank you so much for doing what you do and researching the way you do, because it helps us out here to know what products to use and what's going to be the safest and the best, because I live near a wetland, too, so there are regulations, and
right.
I have to be careful about the products I use. So it's really great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Sue. Bye. If we can help you, give us a call. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next? Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul, up next. Looks like we have Richard from Cape Cod, and he has a question about his apple tree.
Okay. Good morning, Richard, from beautiful Cape Cod. How can we help you out today?
We have an unusually large population of squirrels and chipmunks this year. I don't know why, but anyway, I have an empire apple tree, and the squirrels are getting into the tree, and they take a couple of bites out of an apple, and it goes to the ground. And it happens every year, but not to the extent of, I don't know whether I have any apples left by the time they're ready to go.
Right.
The same thing is happening in my garden with my tomato plants and peppers. They're, as soon as they get ripe, they take a bite and they fall to the ground. So I'm sure this is not an unusual question, but is there anything to keep these feisty little animals out of the tree?
Yeah, there's a product called Small Animal Repellent, and it will take care of chipmunks, squirrels, mice, all kinds of small animals, skunks, raccoons, that type of thing. I'm going to give you a phone number. Their company is based in Rhode Island. Their number is 401-792-8900. That's 401-792-8900. Give them a call. Tell them that you talked to me, and they can tell you what would be the best product. The other thing that you can do is a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Richard about squirrels and chipmunks going and eating his apple. Richard, when I was growing up, we had two apples, two pears, and two plum trees. And we had a problem similar to that. And my dad got a hard fiberglass owl, not the blow-up time, because they'll lose air, they'll flop over, and they just won't do the job. But if you can go to like a feed and grain store, some of the nurseries will have owls, and he would put it in the tree, and he would move that owl from tree to tree every single day. And in the vegetable garden, he just took a tomato steak, and he would push it into the ground, set the owl, there's a hole in the bottom, right into the tomato steak, and he would keep moving that around. And that kept the animals out, especially the chipmunks and the squirrels, because they know if there's an owl there, they don't have a chance, and they stayed away. So try that, but the secret is keep moving it from place to place. That gives it a more realistic feel. Okay, Isaiah, we got time for one more caller.
All right, here we are. Well, our last call for today will be Sandra from Mass, and they have a question about garlic.
Okay, Sandra, good morning. How can we help you with garlic?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is that my husband wants to know, we have a rhododendron, and, he would like to know when he can move it, and also we have a golden chain that he'd like to know when he could cut it back, and my question to you is, what's the best garlic to buy to plant for September?
Okay. The rhododendron, he wants to cut back, you said, right?
Yeah, and he also wants to move it.
Okay. Tell him to that he can move it in March or April.
Okay, March or April, yes.
Because the plant's going to be dormant at that point.
Okay.
And so he can move that easy. And the golden chain, he wants to prune when it finishes flowering.
Flowering, okay.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. What was the question on garlic?
The garlic, I need to know what's the best garlic to buy. I bought a perennial one, Paul, right? And it just rotted in the garden, and I pulled it out, and it was very, very tiny.
Yeah. Do you get my weekly email newsletter?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It is going to be in the newsletter this coming Thursday.
Okay.
I wrote a story on what types are the best, either soft neck or hard neck. I tell you exactly how to grow, when to fertilize, what to use, but it's going to be in the newsletter this coming Thursday, everything that you need to know about garlic. How's that?
Okay, but he can cut the golden chain because it stopped flowering. He could cut the dead branches and stuff that now, Paul?
Anything that's dead on that plant, remove it now. And
okay.
Then if it's getting to be too big, have them wait until the spring. Golden
okay.
chain is a tender tree, and if he cuts it in the fall, he'll have open wounds on the plant, and it will lose moisture. So
okay.
tell him, see, the golden chain flowers pretty early, so as soon as it gets done flowering, then he can cut it and prune it and shape it.
Okay, it's all done now. Everything's bygone now. So,
right.
So
but he wants to wait until the spring.
Okay, till the spring. And the same thing with the rhododendron, not to cut it and not to move it, correct?
He can move it in March or April, and he wants to prune it when it finishes flowering.
Okay, and so that's after the flowering. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be in June sometime.
In June? Okay,
yep.
And not to touch it right now, correct?
No. Leave it alone.
All right. All
okay.
right. Thank you ever so much, Paul, and you have a wonderful week.
You too now. Thank you. We
Bye-bye.
Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We just wanted to mention one more time, if any of you are thinking of coming with us to Iceland, we have 10 spaces available. And if you're a woman and you'd like to go, we have a wonderful woman that's looking for a roommate. I know her personally. We've traveled many, many times. Her husband, a good friend, has passed, and she would love to go. And it would save you $500, and you'll have a great time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.